Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Massive for the Capitals to get back in the series tonight. You lose, you're down 3-0, and while it's not impossible, it's probably a matter of time before this first round ends and you're eliminated. You win tonight, and this thing's on like Donkey Kong. John Watson will be on the call. You can hear him right here on 106.7 The Fan this evening. So, John, why don't we start with how do they get this first game of the series in Game 3?
Well, I think there's a lot to look at Game 2 and how that game went down that can be a blueprint for Game 3. Most notably, stay at 5-on-5. The Capitals were, I thought, the better team in Game 2 when they were at 5-on-5. The problem with special teams, a couple of power play goals for the Rangers, a very unfortunate shorthanded goal that Keandre Miller scored. You take that away, and this series is even coming home, and the Capitals already have home ice. So speed from Connor McMichael and Henrik Lapierre, getting in and making life more miserable on the defenders in their own zone, a little bit of forecheck pressure on the Rangers. And the one thing they've got, guys, going into this game and for the game on Sunday here in Game 4, what Spencer Carberry hasn't had yet is last change at home and getting some more favorable matchups. And that might help out Alex Ovechkin, who has definitely struggled in the series so far. But if they are able to get those matchups they like, create a little bit more pressure offensively, make Igor Shesterkin work a little bit, I think there's a real good chance they get it to 2-1 tonight.
Nick Jensen, Rasmus Sandin, what do we know?
Not a lot. We know they skated this morning. We know that they were out early. We know they skated late, which would suggest if this were, say, a random Tuesday in January, that they would be scratched tonight. Now, as Joe B. mentioned on our podcast this morning, perhaps that's just camouflage and you're trying to just not let the Rangers know what you're doing. It's possible. There was some battle drill going on at the end between Sandin and Jensen, which would suggest that they're really close. I would say this, there's a chance you could see one or both of them tonight. I think it's more likely from what we saw that you would see them for Game 4. You might have to get through with McElrath and Johansson tonight. But, fellas, I thought they did pretty well in Game 2. And I think if it comes down to that, you even had, as I mentioned, the chance for whatever matchup you want to put them against, you might even be able to get their ice time up a little bit tonight. So I think there's a lot of optimism there. I don't know if it's tonight, but I think it's soon. It's certainly would be in this series. I would be surprised if it wasn't.
Injured defenseman returning notwithstanding, what changes are we anticipating in the lineup?
Well, we got one. Ivan Marochnichenko is going to go in tonight. He's going to skate where Nicholas Aubé-Kubel was. So he joins Malenstein and Dowd on line 4. That's a line that gets a lot of time, especially in the defensive zone. I like the idea of Marochnichenko being able to generate a little bit of speed. He's got a heck of a shot. And if you can get some time in the offensive zone with those guys, that line's been pretty quiet in this series. They've had some physical moments, and certainly they're called upon in some pretty tough situations against tough New York forwards. But I really think that that's an interesting add. I think it can be a good add. I think it can potentially give some offense there. Other than that, I don't know that we're going to see any other changes at forward. I think the line's going to be fairly well the same as what we've seen in each of the first two games. How they get deployed might be a little bit different depending on what Spencer Carberry wants to do with that.
John, you mentioned Ovechkin struggling here through a couple of games. I think the Rangers deserve a lot of credit for that. Laviolette and his staff, I think, have been really smart about it. They know all the guys in the room for the most part, obviously. What have they done to slow down Ovi, and what can be done about it?
The Trocheck line was out a lot against them, and I think Vincent Trocheck is a great player. He's, funny enough, he's a Pittsburgh guy. He started in Florida. We saw him in Carolina and out here, and it just seems like he always kind of elevates his game a little bit whenever Washington's on the other side. So I think they did a really good job of blocking shots and being able to contain him. It would not surprise me at all to see getting the Ovechkin line and McMichael away from those guys when possible tonight. I mean, Peter Laviolette's a pretty good tactician, too. So, you know, he's going to try and as much gamesmanship as possible to be able to make. I think that's a line matchup that he likes. But if you're able to open up a little bit of daylight for him, the problem is he's just not getting shots through. And by the time that he's set to get a shot away, it's getting blocked. And, you know, he may have five attempts and maybe four of them don't even get to the net. So that's been frustrating. I think being able to open up a little bit more time and space, I think Connor McMichael is a big part of that. I loved Mikey in game two. I thought he was terrific in being able to really up his game, not surprising from what he did in Hershey when they won a championship last year. But I think that he will be a big key. The more that he's able to press with some speed, maybe opens up a little more time and space for number eight tonight.
John Walton on the call, Caps playoff hockey. Thank you, buddy. Cannot wait for puck to drop a little after 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I need a W tonight, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, John.
Do it. This has been when the Caps have played some of their best hockey.
Back against the wall, I'll take my chances with this group.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.